Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. In a landmark victory for women's rights and workplace equality, the Independent Municipal and Allied Workers Union has secured a new provision that entitles commissioning parents in surrogacy arrangements to fully paid maternity leave. Now, the shift enshrined now in the South African Local Government Bargaining Council's main collective agreement ensures that local government employees who become mothers through surrogacy are now granted 3 months of paid leave, the same as biological and adoptive mothers. I'm in conversation now with Nelia Geldenhuys, Senior Labour Relations Officer at Imatu's Cape Metro region. Nelia, a very warm welcome, and maybe let's start with this. What prompted Imatu to pursue legal action in defence of commissioning mothers in these surrogacy cases? What was the thinking?
Well, it started, actually, it was like a 15-month road to get to this point. And maybe I can just give you a little bit of a background. I think it was in February 2024, an Imatu member employed by the City of Cape Town came to Imatu for help, and she alerted us to the fact that she was expecting twins via surrogate. And the babies were biologically hers. She'd been medically unable to carry her own children. But then days before the birth of her baby, she was advised by the City of Cape Town that she would only qualify for 10 weeks unpaid leave as per the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, and they wouldn't grant her the 3 months paid maternity leave. And the only difference was that she was not going to be giving birth to the babies herself. So essentially, she would be worse off in terms of paid leave than a mother adopting a baby, not biologically hers, or a mother birthing her own child. So it didn't make any sense to Imatu. And we started looking into the issue, and we became aware of a recent October 2023 decision of the High Court in a matter of Van Wyk versus Minister of Employment and Labour. And the issue of surrogacy arose in that case. In the Van Wyk case, a father had claimed that, amongst other things, it was unfair for the legislators to prescribe that a mother is the one who must stay home with a baby. And Van Wyk and his wife claimed that they should be entitled to decide how to share the four-month unpaid leave entitlement that's granted to them by the BCA. And the court agreed with them. But another component of the judgment, the court also looked at various provisions of the BCA dealing with parental leave, surrogacy leave, and maternity leave. And the court pronounced that giving a mother, a birth mother, 4 months leave, but only giving a commissioning parent 10 weeks leave was discriminatory. So when we looked at those principles in Van Wyk, and the fact that our member was now being treated differently simply because she was a commissioning mother, it was unfair. Because she was, you know, she was only treated differently because she couldn't carry her own babies. So we then launched an urgent unfair discrimination application to the Cape Town Labour Court in April 2024. We were assisted by a very experienced and passionate advocate, Susanna Harvey. She drafted our application papers, and our application to court essentially argued that our member was being unfairly discriminated against on the grounds of pregnancy, disability, and family responsibility, and also that the best interests of the child are paramount, are always paramount when weighing up the various competing rights.
That's useful background. Moving forward now, what message do you think this addendum sends out about the evolving definition of motherhood in the workplace? How important has this decision been?
Well, it's basically looking at the different forms that parenthood can take, essentially, because in this case, I think the law and the collective agreement was basically looking at mothers as the primary caregivers, and the fact that only that you would only be acknowledged in terms of the right to be home with your child if you adopt a child or if you give birth to the child yourself, and you'll get the maximum protection in those cases. But if you're a commissioning parent, then you're not afforded afforded those same rights. So it could be quite an interesting development, given how the local sector or the local government sector is now going to be treating these instances. And it might open up the way for looking at same-sex partnerships and those kinds of things. You know, it's just re-looking at what is in the best interest of the child and affording people from all different kinds of relationships and all different kinds of ways that they become parents, affording them the same rights to stay home with their children.
Nelia, there is some criticism that this decision maybe opens the door to broader unsustainable leave demands. What do you say to that?
I think we'll have to treat those on a case-by-case basis. I think presently what this sought to correct was treating a mother differently if she can't birth her own child. So I don't think it's necessarily going to open the door to anything that is going to fall foul of constitutional principles. So we'll have to, I think every case is going to be considered on its own merit, applying these new provisions. So we'll have to look at the provision against a particular set of facts that come before us and then assess whether the main collective agreement covers that particular scenario. And if not, then we'll have to take action again and proceed based on the applicable constitutional principles.
I'm assuming that this ruling might set a precedent for other sectors outside of local government.
I'm hoping that it will do that because I think we're falling a bit far behind. I don't know how many other sectors actually provide for maternity benefits for commissioning parents. I think most sectors don't do that. And that is definitely falling foul of the latest developments in the law on that aspect.
Are there other legal or contractual gaps in family leave provision that you still think need to be addressed?
I'm not sure. I think the legislature is currently looking, as far as I understand, based on this Van Wyk decision I mentioned, they are looking at the gaps in parental leave, adoption leave, surrogacy leave, and those particular provisions in the BCA. So I think they are looking at identifying those, and hopefully as they are identified, they'll be corrected in terms of the wording of the BCA. That's what we're hoping, because that's what the Van Wyk judgment was supposed to prompt the legislature to do. So hopefully that is going to address whatever gaps there are.
And just a final one, and maybe a philosophical question. Why was it important when you embarked on this to secure fully paid leave, not just unpaid or partially paid leave?
That boiled down to the fact that the main collective agreement in local government affords the 3-month paid leave to a mother who births her own child or adopts her own child. So why should a mother who's due to a disability, unable to bear her own child, not be entitled to the security of those 3 months paid leave? So it was that differentiation in treatment that was unfair. So every parent should be entitled to be home with their child, to care for the child as a primary caregiver, whoever that may be, mother or father. And it's about the best interest of the child. So how can it be in the best interest of a child to not have their parent home and relaxed and on 3 months paid leave like any other parent in the local government sector?
Nelia Geldenhuys, thank you very much indeed. Senior Labour Relations Officer at the Independent Municipal and Allied Trade Union. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.